Hello and welcome to the Vegan Steven Podcast. Vegan Steven's a fictional character. All characters and events in the show, even those based on real people, are entirely fictional. All separate voices are impersonated poorly. The following program contains coarse language due to its content. Should not be viewed by anyone. Turn it off. Do not be listening to this podcast. Strictly over... ...25s. Alright. We're in. We are beginning. We're gonna start at the beginning. Where all good stories start. Man arrested. Following investigation into something. Man, how do people read Anthem with glasses on? A little bit of Jerry Springer. We got a little bit of India and China border dispute, which is big in the news right now. And we're going to have a little look into the... I'm not sure on the right term. We talked about it yesterday. It's to do with refugees in Ireland and living conditions. We kind of talked about it yesterday, but we might just have a look at that stuff again. So ants, man, ants will so apparently I keep going on about how ants are like people, but before we go into that lovely little nugget of yumness, we got it's Saturday 20th of June 2020 and the time is 13:56. Lovely. Alright. So, in the death of night or whatever, on the border of India and China, apparently China's been slivering away slices of India's border over like a long period of time. So the expression used was like cutting salami or something. And... it all kicked off because they told, was it the India? Oh jeez, I feel so ill-informed. the Chinese had a tent pitched in an area that they shouldn't have had a tent pitched. That they were told, like, you know, get out of here, you shouldn't be here. And people are so aware and afraid of, our tensions are so strong or whatever, that guns aren't carried on either side, because if shots were fired, it would go fucking mental. So India were like, here, you're on our land, F off. And China were like, yeah, no bother, sorry about that. And they had, they came back and pitched a tent there, which, I don't know. weren't happy. Anyway. So the Chinese had clubs with nails in them, and I don't know what the Indian lads had, but they were fighting like to the death on fucking cliff tops or something. And yeah, there you are. So I think 10, I really don't have that. Jeez, top bit overheard. China had like 10 people, China didn't release any of the number of people down there, so I think India lost 10. So, yeah, there you are. So, a lot of tension going on there. People seem to be taking India's side. There's flag burnings of. The Chinese flag and stuff. Mostly pictures of the leader of the Chinese Communist Party. He seems to be getting lit up a lot.
Pay, pay, we don't work for free. Pay, pay, it's been going on forever. Paid in compliments and lager. And he's paying the toll. Thumping on the dole, it's not acceptable. Belly, cause this is my job. I'll work for free.
Shitty jobs going out, and you made like staying loads of hours behind work. And, yeah, sure, we've all had shitty jobs here and there, and it's hard to get paid for the work you did. It's like, what the fuck, lads? What the fuck? So, the song's just having a little moan about that, I guess. Laid off loads, and should listen well then there, or have we?
Cause if you're good at your job, then don't work for free, cause they'll keep you down, they'll keep your money. If you're good at your job, then don't work for free, cause they'll keep you
paid. All right. In today's news, protesters topple statue of Confederate General in Washington, D.C. on Juneteenth. Oh, I have to start squinting. Got the sunglasses on. The statue... Pardon me. Oh, it's getting windy in here. So the statue dedicated to 1909 was located in Judiciary Square, about half a mile from the US Capitol. Alright, so did you hit that subscribe button yet? You gotta ring that bell. Ring that bell, ring my, well, don't ring my bell. Please, leave my bell alone. Alright, here we go. Okay, I looked up alien, or I was trying to look refugee, and just a lot of things, aliens, keeps coming up, and, oh no, illegal alien, okay. Alright, I'm sure who knows. Alright, here we go. So, protesters topple statue Confederate General in Washington on Juneteenth. Juneteenth, I just don't know what that means. But let's have a look what the comments have to say. It's a little different to the Irish to take on moving statues. Jeepers. Dennis Riley says they could replace it with a plague or inspiring writing from Kanye. Alright. David O'Neill says every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book written, every picture, you know, is, this has been on the wine, has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process of continuing a day by day or minute by minute history has stopped. Nothing exists except the endless present, which, in which the party is always right. Alright, Cahill is in here, possibly the voice of reason, who knows, or adding fuel to the fire. Let's see where this thing goes. He says, oh look, another day misplaced, 1984 analogy, seriously wondering how many people misusing this quote have read a single line of Orwell. Oh, jeez, got an Orwell fanboy in this. 1984, what a class film. Well, the concept's class anyway. 1984. Oh, it was a book, sorry, it was a book by George Orwell, I think, and adapted to a film. Man loses, right, Rotten Tomatoes is given it 76 out of 10. So it says, man loses his identity. Oh jeez, what's this? Man loses his identity while living under a repressive regime, and a story based on George Orwell's classic novel, Winston Smith, John Hunt Hurt, and a government employee whose job involves rewriting of history in a matter that casts his fiction country leaders in a charitable light. Charitable light. There you are. So, it's filmed referenced a lot in
gonna say pop culture.
I might have to look up some reference on that border dispute because I might have got it completely arseways. I follow this channel called China Uncensored, and some people on the channel seem well informed, and they described it in a lot of detail, so check out China Uncensored, I guess, if you want to know what actually goes on. But as far as I could make out, it was that China keep taking little bits of the border, like dipping into the border of India, and just like claiming land and stuff. And as I said, fights broke out, and and as I said yesterday, there's some weird online protests where people are deleting Chinese state-owned apps such as like TikTok and whatever. So that's what some people are doing. Let's have a little look again at this 1984, also known as a British dystopian science fiction film written, directed by Michael Rafford, based on George Orwell's 1949 novel of the same name, starring John Hunt, Richard Burton, and Suzanne Hellemann. A critical Cusack in the film follows the life of Winston Smith, a low-ranking... Come on, baby, talk to me. I'm in bass sounds, that's why it sounds like ass. Alright, getting lost in the sick beat. Follow him. Struggles to maintain his sanity and his grip on reality as the regime overwhelming power influence persecutes individualism and individual thinking on both political and personal level. Man, I'm a bit chuffed. I'm going to pat myself on the back there. There's some big words there. Fucking hell. But eight letter ones like Marmalade. And the film, which also features Burton's last appearance, is dedicated to him. The film was nominated for a BAFTA, the Best Art Direction, and won Evening Standard British Film Awards for the Best Film and Best Actor. Bum 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 bum. Just keeps going. There we are. Bum. And Russia Today. What's happening? What's happening, bruh? Oh, yo, yo, yo. Extinction Rebellion activists hose businesses associated HQ with fake blood to denounce clinical lobbyists. Alright. French branch of climate change movement, Extinction Rebellion XOR, used a hose to spray fake blood on a facade of office of the biggest employers organization in the country, accusing them of cynicism. C-Y-N-I-C-I-S-M. Cynicism. Cynicism. All right, there you are. Next up, China is eyeing high-tech surprise Pearl Harbor attack on US electric grid. Oh my god. Using stolen American technology, report claims. Using stolen American... Okay, let's see where we're going. I'm in. Beijing might be plotting, nice little disclaimer there, supposedly. Russia Day is great for stirring the shit, man. You think we're bad, you see what all the other lads are doing. That's what Russia Day is all about. It's gas. Alright, darling. Beijing might be plotting the first strike attack on US, which would target the country's electric grid with large electric pulse EMP, sending it to a massive blackout, a new report warns. Okie dokie, that's old tech, but sure look. EU Parliament meddles in US affairs as it condemns Trump response to protests, declares Black Lives Matter. Lengthy resolution by the European Union legislators denounced US. Oh, Jesus! It's just the keyboard. I thought there was a fucking ship in the room. Laying off a big dirty foghorn. Awaiting for use force against notes and condemned for appalling death of George Floyd and arrests of journalists. Okay, so there you are. Boom, boom, boom. Jazzy J. Today in the Jazzy J news. Jake Paul arrested for looting. Okay. Bum bum bum. Hosepipe banned for me. In place despite recent bouts of rainfall, says Irish Water. Oh, alright, so it's going to be a lot of lads giving out about Irish Water, anyway. Alright, can we open that for the lols? A mix of... Watch a socially distant Father's Day. Daniel O'Donnell does kangaroo jumping. Next, this is from the Indian Express. India-China border news live updates. And BBC News. Galwan Valley, China accuses India of deliberate provocation, as in provoking. Alright. CNN. India and China have agreed to a peaceful resolving simmering border, so S-I-M-M-E-R-I-M-D, border dispute between the world's two most populous nations. Officials in New Delhi said, tensions between the two countries rose after India claimed that Chinese forces had moved into a disputed section of their shared Himalayan border. Okay, and this was published in 2020-06-07. Okay. So June 7th. Okay, nice. How much land did China take from India? Indians remain convinced that China was the aggressor. It claimed 1,400 square kilometers of Indian territory across the entire length of the Himalayas and had begun nibbling away at it as far back as 1954. Why is China invading India? That last article, little thing, was by thewire.in. So this next little bit is The Guardian. And it says, you guys, I don't know if you guys want to know the dates. And it's The Guardian World, May, China and India. And the release date of the article is May 27th, 2020. I know some of you guys love references and other people are like, just tell us a bit of gossip. We don't care for how true it is. So, we will see. China actions appear to be a response to India's construction of roads and airstrips adjacent to the line of actual control, LAC, which will improve connectivity and enable much easier mobility for Indian troops in the area. What India lost in China War? So they must have had a war already. It's all news to me. So let's see what was going on. So this article is The Guardian as well. Okay, lovely. And it just says, why is China invaded? Sorry, you read that already, didn't you? Oh yeah. Sinic Indian War, that's S-I-N-O, Sino-Indian War, also known as the Indo-China War and Sino-Indian Border Conflict, was a war between China and India that occurred in 1962. Oh, that's very interesting. Alright, so I feel like a hair more informed. I don't know about you guys, but sure, where do you stop? You just keep going, don't you? Okay, let's see where the news is taking us today. Oh shit, Kate Hopkins. There's some meme here that says Kate Hopkins gets a PANA banned from Twitter or hate speech. Gemma O'Doherty. I don't know. She's popping. I don't know who this Gemma woman is really, but. Anyway. Moving swiftly on. No! Oh baby.
This is your intermission on your penis mission. Don't make serious jokes on the podcast. Lads, I love you and leave you. And sure, take care of yourselves. Over and out. Have a great one. It's the Vegan Steven Podcast. Merch below. And we're on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Vegan Steven Music.